Okay, everybody say this with me. Ready? Say, I'm moving forward. I'm going up. With God's help, I'm increasing. I'm obedient to follow God's plan. You notice how I threw that obedient thing in there at the end? You know why that is? Because that's the key. That's the key right there. So you can have God's plan, know God's plan. You can watch God's plan. You can read God's plan. You can hang it on the wall. You can laminate it. You can do all kinds of things with it. But until you're obedient to it and follow it, she's a no-go. You got to be obedient to the plan of God. Now, God's got a plan. And it's, believe me, it's in your favor. And you're going to want it. This is what the Lord spoke to me. There's three things that really contribute to God's plan of prosperity coming about, actually functioning in your life. And the first one of those is just simply called thankful. It's a big word, really big in the kingdom of God, really, really big, thankful. You know, we need to focus and concentrate on where we are in life, and we need to understand where God has already brought us from. And I would in no way ever try to convince you maybe that things don't need to change in your life or things couldn't be better. I'm not trying to say that at all. But ladies and gentlemen, we are blessed of God. We are absolutely blessed of God. You say, well, I've got a trouble over here. I've got a problem over here. I've got a financial need here. I've got a physical problem here. I got all these things. You know what? We are blessed. We are blessed, blessed, blessed. We are blessed. If you're sitting in this room tonight and you've had a meal, you're blessed. If you've had a drink of water today, you're blessed. If you had a vehicle to get here, you're blessed. If you didn't and you had shoes, you're blessed. You are blessed people. You're blessed for even ever in your lifetime hearing the name Jesus Christ. You are blessed. We need a new level of thankfulness in the body of Christ. We need to have a greater understanding of how important thankfulness is. Now, I'm just giving it to you as I got it. God has blessed us so much, and it's extremely important for us to, number one, to recognize what He has done, not to just let it pass, and to give Him thanks for what He has actually done. You need to verbalize. You need to open your mouth and say it out loud to Him. Lord Jesus, Father God, I'm thankful that You enabled me to buy this pair of shoes. I'm thankful that You allowed me to have food today for me and my family. Thank You for enabling me to ever own a vehicle of any kind, whether it runs or not. We need to be thankful, and we need to up. I'm challenging you, we need to up our thankfulness level to God. It's a huge, huge deal. We should never make it a practice to ever let even the small things God has done for us to go unnoticed and unthanked. Man, the Bible says, and we've talked about this before, your adversary, the devil. It didn't say your adversary, and I'll let you try to figure out who it is, you know. No, he just named it, you know, your adversary, the devil. He's going to come. He's going to try to torment you. He's going to try to bring stuff against you. He's going to try to financially damage you and set you back, put you behind, get you behind on payments, going to lose a thing here, lose a thing there. If you'll remain thankful, put your raw trust and faith in God, regardless of what it looks like at the current moment, you're going to see that God will see you through. You are going to get through it. I mean, you ought to just latch onto that right now and just let your heart just receive hope right now. Because no matter what your station in life is, whether you're well on top or well behind or somewhere in the middle, challenges come. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you've got all the money in the world. Challenges come when you're at the top, the bottom, and in the middle. It doesn't matter. It's what you do with the challenge when it comes. It matters. So if you can muster up the faith and just put your trust in God and believe Him that He's going to make the difference regardless of what your situation looks like and stay with it, you'll go over. You'll see yourself go over to the other side. You'll see it over and over and over again. But that's exactly what God wants, is for us to put our trust in Him, like we started talking about. This is simple obedience to His Word, simple obedience to do the thing that He's put in your heart to do. But if you disregard that, if you set that aside like it doesn't really mean anything, you know what? You're in trouble right there. Right there. Amen. Amen. All of that falls under the category of thankful. That's the first word that God gave me, was thankful. The second word that He told me, I told you there were three. Here's the second one. Thankful and then mindful. Okay. I want to tell you this. I believe God wants to prosper you so that you can bless others. The Lord told Abraham, I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Genesis 12, that's standard charismatic Genesis 12 gospel prosperity right there. We do have a part to play in the role of getting us from where we are to where God wants us to go. And I know that we've talked about this some. We've had financial seminars about this right here in this room. But listen, you have to be mindful, because your mind and your decision-making power that God has blessed you with comes into play here. You have a choice. You have a say-so in where you're going. Okay? We should be mindful that we play an active role in God's prosperity being worked out in our lives. See, God has the plan of prosperity, but we are an active participant in watching it work out, because it's not finished yet. I don't care if you've got just hundreds of millions of dollars. If you're not at the final place where God wanted you to be, you're still on the way to get there. So you still need this if you're on the top, the bottom, or the middle. Amen. Amen. If God blesses you financially, and then you turn around and violate the principles of His Word, you can remove yourself from that prosperity immediately. Well, what are you talking about? I mean, if you're behind on stuff and then you get a windfall and you decide to go buy a bunch of widgets with it instead of fixing your financial problem, you're right back in the same boat. And it's just a decision away. The problem is, then when you get back in the bad spot again, then you look around and ask God why He did this terrible thing to you, or here's the more charismatic answer, why did you let this happen? Well, the only thing He let happen was let you have a choice. Okay, so let's not go assigning evil and blame to God when you're the one that bought the thing. It's the truth. Well, God, why didn't you protect me from this great fall? All the time you were looking for the answer to your financial questions in your life, and you never had to look any further than your bathroom mirror. You know what? You know how the devil's going to vote. You know how God's going to vote. And then you get this deciding vote to see which way you're going to go. Because you can go, you can choose either way.
That's right.
And here's the ironic thing. You can have it so together in some areas of your life and blow it in other areas. So you can be, and this happens all the time. I see people all the time. They're born again. Absolutely born again. No doubt. Spirit-filled. No doubt. Tongue talking, have a Bible, read all of it, but make poor financial decisions and find themselves under it all the time. That's called a violation of God's Word. You can't have all these things together and have some key things not together and still make it. This is a cooperative effort. We must cooperate with what the Spirit of God wants to do in order to get where He wants us to get. We got to get there. So mindful, there's thankful, and there's mindful. You have a part to play. The third word is faithful. Faithful to what? Faithful to cooperate, to participate with God's plan of prosperity for your life. This is the part of the plan, and this is where you lose a lot of people right here, because this is the part of the plan that involves you actively doing what the Word says. I mean, actually putting it into practice. And that involves giving. And I'm not even, I'm not receiving an offering right now. I'm free from this. Amen. God loves you, and God has demonstrated His love for you. We have the opportunity to demonstrate our love back for Him. And the principles found in the Word of God always show us that loving and giving go hand in hand. They go together. For God so loved the world that He... Okay, and you can see this over and over and over. Over and over and over. We can go back into Deuteronomy. Some of my favorite scriptures are back in Deuteronomy in chapter 14 and 15, where you talk about if you harden your heart, you shut your hand. Wow. Deuteronomy 15:7, I think it is 15. I think it's verse 7. Harden not your heart or shut your hand. He says there's a direct connection between where your heart is and where your hand is. Hard heart, closed hand. Loving heart, open hand. You go to the doctor, you get a checkup. You walk in there first. Before the doctor sees you, you usually see a nurse. And she wants to do what? Check your blood pressure, take your pulse. Why is it take? And where do they go to take your pulse? They go right to your hand. What are they doing? They can tell the condition of your heart by seeing what your hand is doing, because it shows up right here. It shows up right here. I'm feeling mine right now. Wow. Glory to God, it's beating. I can feel. I can tell what's going on in here by right here. And you know what? God can tell what's going on in your heart. Now, He knows what's going on in your heart anyway. He says He knows what's in a man. But if that weren't even the case, He could still tell what was going on in your heart by just looking at what you're doing and what you're giving. That is the gospel truth. So what is this faithfulness all about? A true love offering shows our commitment to God, our trust in God, our thankfulness to God for all He's done. See, it takes on a little different meaning. An offering is a great connection to God Himself. It's a point of contact. You could say it's like a direct link. God has let's put it this way. He knows a thing or two about sacrificial giving. I assure you, He's well acquainted. God has given us our whole life, our breath, our mind, our days, our months, our weeks, our years. And when we give Him an offering, we are actually giving Him back a part of our life. It represents to us that our time, our actual breath, our life that He gave us. When we give an offering, we're just giving some of that back to Him. It's rightfully His, and He owns it all anyway. So, it is time to activate and cooperate with God's plan of provision and prosperity for our lives. But God's plan of provision is for your life, for your family, and your church. And God is not changing His plan. You might as well just go ahead and figure that out now. He's not changing His plan. If something's going to happen differently for you financially, it's going to be because you changed. Because He's not changing. He's not going to change. He's not going to say, oh, well, in this case, I guess I'll have to back up on a few things I said over here in Matthew, and we'll make an exception. He's not making any exceptions. His plan is perfect from the start, and He's not changing. So we need to change. We need to follow Him. The Bible says in Proverbs that there is a way that seems right to man, and the end of that way is destruction. But it seems so right. It says that it seems right. It seemed so right to buy that bass boat when we were $30,000 in the hole. It seemed right, but it's not right. It seemed like we should have done this thing over here and spent all this money right after we got out of debt. It just seemed right. You understand, it seemed right. It felt good. It seemed right. But the end of that way is destruction. See, if you are trying to work God's plan your way, it is not going to work. It has to be His plan, His way. So what is God's plan? I'm glad you asked. Here it is. Here's God's plan. It is for you to put Him first in everything. Decisions, time, your focus, your finances, your goals, your ambitions, your dreams, your thoughts. In other words, everything. Every part of your life, every fiber of your being, every unction you have is to put Him first. Because He is first. He occupies that spot. And no one else ever will. No one else ever will. Now, you can try to put something there. You can put your own idol up there and try to block the view. But rest assured that everything is going to fall, and He will remain, and He has never moved and will never move from that spot. He is number one, and He always will be, and it's never going to change. So it's just a whole lot easier just to cooperate with Him and do it His way. Amen. Turn off the world's financial plan and turn on God's financial plan. Just reach up, change the channel, just like that. Make a decision, because that's where it starts. You have to decide. So, I mean, I know that we announced, and we're going to do this. We're going to pray for your finances, personal and business. But I want you to understand the importance of the role that you play in this. God didn't come into the room tonight taking a vote to see whether He wanted His financial plan of prosperity for your life to go into effect. He voted long time ago. And He wants it full and rich and blossoming and just amazingly greater than you're thinking. Better than you could even imagine He wants it to be. That's His vote. And the devil comes in the room and he wants total annihilation, destruction. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy. Absolutely annihilate any hope and plan of a future you have for you and your family and your children. He wants to knock every dream and vision down. That's His vote. But if I know the answer to this, I know, given the choice, you'd choose door number one and go with God's plan, okay? But it's one thing, you literally have to put your money where your mouth is. If you're going to say, I want door number one, then you got to back it up with what the Word says and be an active participant. So it's, I can't just come in here and say, we're going to sprinkle some pixie dust on everybody and make all your financial problems go away with a simple prayer. Because you have a choice in the matter. Yes, sir.
The Lord gave me this word. This is the first word He ever gave to me, and I think it was for tonight. And it was to give to my brothers and sisters what He gave to me. And I always thought it was money, and I always tried to do that. I helped a young lady from our church start a business. She got into a lot of trouble. We were $80,000 into the venture, and she took off and left me with everything. I got served with a different notice, a different lawsuit, pretty much on a daily basis. And Nancy would just sit there and cry. And I'd say, how did we deal with it? When you can't stand it in the flesh anymore, get in the spirit. And so I would go sit in my office and I'd pray. I'd pray in spirit till I could get up and walk out and get in front of my employees and go on. One day special, I had a man walk in the door in uniform. He served me with two lawsuits all at once. And I was like, wow. Nancy totally lost it. And I sat there and I said, Lord, what is this? Not expecting Him to answer me. But He did. He said, Ernie, is $80,000 a lot to you? I said, I know the answer to that, Lord.
Hey.
No, it's not. I know your streets, your Bible tells me your streets are made of gold. Mm-hmm. I know it's not a lot. He said, good answer. He said, this is where we start. He said, if you had said other, that it was a lot, he said, that would have been your threshold.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I have never experienced financial difficulties since that time. I've had other difficulties. Mm-hmm. The finances have never been an issue for us since then. And we have been abundantly blessed in everything that we sow into.
Yeah.
Now, I felt like the Lord gave me this word whenever, and I think it's really important tonight for what Tony is getting ready to do. Because the Lord made me say, He made me call it, He made me say, is it a lot or where am I going to? Do you have faith in me or is your faith in yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to put my finger on my head and say, I know where my faith is at.
Right.
I know who my faith is in. And I had to come out and I had to say that. And we walked out again. We walked out of that financial difficulty. And we've never returned to it. He's blessed everything that we've ever put our hand to since then.
Praise the Lord.
And so tonight, when you pray, and I believe this is your second point. That's when it touched me that this is your second point. That you need to speak. The Lord said, speak those things as if they are. And when two or more stand in agreement, if you have your spouse with you, you need to speak and you need to agree. If you believe this, if you take this literally, this will take you out of your financial problems. And this will put you on another financial plane.
That's right.
If you believe that, it's true. If you don't, it's true.
That's right. That's right. It's good. It's good. The Bible says a faithful man will abound with blessings. Now, what Ernie didn't know, because I hadn't talked to Ernie at all about that. I didn't ask him to come up. He came up. And that I've prepared ahead of time that he didn't know anything about is the very next thing that I was going to do is to read you something. And the thing that I'm going to read you is something I spent some time compiling, and it is what we're going to say about our situation and where we're going. I mean, exactly what he just said. Now, I don't necessarily claim to be smart enough to make all this up myself, so I rely on the help of others like Pastor Bob Nichols, Andrew Womack, Kenneth Copeland, Creflo Dahl, and other people that have compiled things and already put things. But I went through a lot of things that other people had said, along with some of my own and pastors, and I've just put things down this way as God led me. And I want to read this to you, and I want to say this, what I'm about to say, I want to say this about you. And I think the best way to do this is if you can concentrate and have your eyes open, great. But if I would almost encourage you to just close your eyes and picture this. Just imagine that what I'm about to say to you is true. Because what I'm going to read to you are select portions of the Word of God worded in kind of a different way. And I just want you to listen to it. I want you to receive it. I just want you to unplug from the world's financial system, plug into God's, and imagine and believe that this is true. Can you do that? God's favor causes your family to increase more and more. And you are blessed and highly favored. You prosper in everything you do, at home, at work, in business, and in all the other affairs of your life. Your relationship with your spouse is good, and together you have obtained the favor of the Lord. In your prosperity, you are like a mountain that cannot be moved, and the Lord has granted you long life and favor, and has preserved your spirit from destruction. God is pleased with you, and His favor endures for a lifetime. I declare that no matter what happens around you, that you will have a covenant of peace with God, and His love, kindness, and favor will never depart from you, For God surrounds and protects you with favor like a shield, and fear cannot rule in your life because you have favor with God. Your enemies cannot triumph over you because the Lord has greatly favored you. You are filled with the knowledge of God's will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. His will is your prosperity. God delights in your prosperity. He gives you power to get wealth that he may establish his covenant in the earth. You immediately respond in faith to the guidance of the Holy Spirit within you, and you are always in the right place at the right time because your steps are ordered of the Lord. God has given you all things that pertain to life and godliness, and you are well able to possess all that God has provided for you. God is the unfailing, unlimited source of your supply, and your financial income will continue to increase as the blessings of the Lord overtake you. You are like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and you bring forth fruit in your season. Your leaf shall not wither, and whatever you do prospers. The grace of God even makes your mistakes to prosper. My God makes all grace abound toward you in every favor and earthly blessing, so that you have all sufficiency for all things and abound to every good work. The Lord rebukes the devourer for your sake, and no weapon that is formed against your finances will prosper. All obstacles and hindrances to your financial prosperity are now dissolved. You are delivered from the power and authority of darkness, and you can cast down reasonings and imaginations that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God, and you can bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of God's word. You are filled with the wisdom of God, and you are led to make wise and prosperous financial decisions. The Spirit of God guides you into all truth regarding your financial affairs. The Lord causes your thoughts to become agreeable to his will, and so your plans are established, and they will succeed. Amen. There is no lack, for your God supplies all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The Lord has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, and Abraham's blessings are yours. Hallelujah. It's right on, Ernie. It's right on. He had no idea that was coming from me, but, I mean, praise the Lord. There is faith in this room. And I'm telling you, in your mind, you have turned a corner and changed your mind and are in the process right now of switching the switch to go from where you are to where you know in your knower, in your heart, where God wants you to go. This is what tonight was about, right here, what we're about to do right now. This will be a fun time, but it is a serious time. This is a covenant time. This is a real time. It's a God time, and he's ordained this for you tonight. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Do you receive that?
Oh, yes.
Here's what I want to do. Faith is high right now. My faith is very high right now. I'm ready to pray for you. And I want to do it in somewhat of an orderly fashion. I'm going to pray for you in this carpeted area right here. And I want you, if you want prayer for your personal and or your business finances, if you have medical bills, if you have whatever bills they might be, if you have debt, we are... making the point of contact tonight, and we're taking another step tonight, and we're releasing our faith tonight. That's what's going to happen. When I lay hands on you, it's going to culminate at that moment. You release your faith, I release my faith, and wherever you have been, it's changing tonight. That's what God put in my heart. That's what tonight is about.